What's the word, baby bird? This is E.
And this is Amy.
You're listening to Curse Words and Crayons presents True Crime. So that means we are going to have a good day today, right? Maybe wrong because, you know, true crime. We talk about crime, you know, and some other fun things occasionally. But no, today is about crime and a love triangle, which I love a good love triangle. On top of a love triangle, a lady organized this murder.
Ugh, lady killers.
And her last name is Plants with a Z at the end. So I'm like obsessed with the name, not her. I mean, not obsessed with her, mostly.
Yeah.
Yes, mostly with the name. Like, a little obsessed with her because I'm like, what is wrong with you? Not like I'm obsessed and I want to be in her skin because I don't. She probably has some really weird thoughts going on. And I don't need more of those.
No more weird thoughts. You want to talk about her, you don't want to be her.
Yes. Yes, which is perfect because we're all here to listen to, you know, both of us, I guess, talk shit about Marilyn Plants. But first, Amy, how are you? What do we need to buy this week? What's the stitch on our show and tell?
So happy to be back here talking crime. And my favorite type of crime, which is lady crime. Do you have a favorite type of crime? I do, and it's lady crimes. Or cults. But honestly, they're tied. I feel like we've covered, this is what, episode 152 maybe? And like, we've covered a lot of different things. Lady crimes, old-timey lady crimes, and this one's from the 80s, so not old-timey, but old-timey. And also it's a lady crime. That and cults are my favorite, but that's not our show and tell for today. Happy Tuesday to everybody who gets to celebrate lady crimes today. I do have a show and tell for today. I feel like I've been giving snippets of this from the last few episodes because I'm mildly obsessed with it that I thought I might as well make it a show and tell. I've mentioned on the podcast before that I've been using an AI productivity assistant.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, it is a game changer.
Shut the fuck up about it.
I really won't. Because
I'm
honestly,
I hear the app because like you have been speaking about it a lot and I'm like, I probably should try it.
New person in my marriage. Like it's just like, seriously, it's insane. So I found it on the Instagrams. It came up through like algorithm, whatever. And it's a company called Shelpful, which I guess I'm not like crazy about the name, but I guess it stands for
She Helps.
No, it's not. Cause that's what I thought too, but it's like sharing and helpful together. I don't
Ew.
Know. It was started by two
I
women.
Like
I know.
That.
I don't love the name.
Like to share or help, so I don't want them combined.
So that's not for me. I need somebody to share with me and help me, but I don't want to do the same for
but
you.
I'm not going
to
reciprocate.
Which honestly is perfect for this because I don't do much. It just tells me what to do. So it was started by two women. We love a good woman-owned business. So they needed help keeping track of their ish and not just their regular to-do lists, but also like basic human things that we need to do to stay alive that, you know, we often forget about, like taking your meds or your supplements, eating and sleeping, semantics, really. I mean, nothing too insane. So it has like two main components. It's all done over text, which gotta love a good text. They don't use regular text messages. It's all done through, the WhatsApp, which is easy to download on your phone. I like it because it's also the only thing I do in WhatsApp. I know some people use it for like...
WhatsApp?
No, WhatsApp.
Oh,
it's an app.
Okay. I was just making sure that I was hearing correctly because I do use WhatsApp because you can speak internationally. It's a group messaging thing. So actually the school uses it for volunteers. So I'm on it. I don't volunteer at the school.
WhatsApp?
I mean, I do volunteer at the school, but only when I want to. So like for the book fair, cause I love books, but yeah, I have WhatsApp because you can speak internationally. So for instance, our cousins in Guatemala and in Mexico, I don't know anything about anything. Okay. If you don't know that yet.
The same app though. I do think it's called WhatsApp. Is it green?
It's WhatsApp.
Are you sure?
I'm 1,000% sure. Well,
okay. So well, a screenshot. Don't say 1,000% sure because I know your brain, and there's no way you're 1,000% sure.
I'm gonna. That's why I'm pulling it up. It is. Oh no! I guess it is called WhatsApp.
Yes, Grandma.
I used to think that it was called. Let's see. It was WhatsApp.
See if I can make myself right in this situation.
Thank you. Yes, exactly. Called What's Up. I don't know.
Listen, it doesn't.
It wasn't.
It's not. It wasn't. It never existed. You made it up. Mm. It's fine. It's okay.
It's like the cornucopia on the Fruit of the Loom, but then that girl found out that she wasn't crazy, and then she did find one of the cornucopias in the logo of Fruit of the Loom, even though they told her that it didn't. Anyways, I thought, it's the same app. It's the same app. Because you can speak internationally to people. So yes. I don't know why my phone won't text my cousins in Mexico or my cousins in Guatemala because I don't know anything about anything, right? That's just like the story. But you can use WhatsApp, I guess, to
– A lot of international folks use it. I know that a lot of MLMs will use it too for like communication, like because you can start like huge groups and do all this stuff. I don't use it for anything, so I like that because it's the only thing that's in my WhatsApp. Like, if I get a notification from this app, I know that it's coming from my productivity assistant and not like a text message from my husband that I'm going to ignore or whatever. So I like it for that reason.
I appreciate that.
I've been using it for 2 months. It really helps me keep up with my like to-do list. I can make separate lists. You know how I love all the different lists. So I have a list for everything. I have a podcast list. I have a family list. I have a personal list. I have a work list. I have all kinds of lists, and it will keep it separate for me. I can talk into it and say like, hey, can you remind me in an hour to do this thing? So it's like similar to like Schmalexa. I don't want to say it too loud because she's going to go off. Or like Google Assistant, but it's on your phone and you can take it with you everywhere, which I really, really love. But you can do like your to-do list and also what they call core reminders. So in the morning, it will send me a notification around the time when the kids are going out the door for school, because Chris usually takes them to school and I pick them up. So it will tell me, hey, did you take your meds? And it will remind me, and I can have it remind me until I say, yeah, I did it. Or I can have it just remind me one time, or I can put it on my list or whatever. And I also like, because it reminds me to drink water, and it's nice to me because it doesn't say mean things. I don't know if you could program it to say mean things to you. I don't need anybody else to say mean things to me. I say enough mean things to myself.
Yeah,
you
got that covered, right?
I don't really.
I think we all do.
We pretty much do. And I don't know. I didn't think I would love it because it's like another thing to keep up with. But it's super helpful.
I cannot get over that it's called WhatsApp. And I
today's episode brought to you by
spiraling.
WhatsApp, the app that's actually called WhatsApp.
Look, it sounds better if it's WhatsApp. And they should hire me as their marketing people.
I don't
they
know.
They should have hired me
haven't.
When they started it.
Yeah, I don't know why they
late.
Haven't hired you yet. That's
everybody should hire me. I'm a fucking marketing genius.
And you are a gem to work with. Your technology knowledge is like unparalleled.
I show up, try really hard.
You really do. You try super hard. One time, now I'm going to tell you this story about how much my grandmother loved me, and then we're going to get started talking about the case. One time she told my husband how smart she was telling him how smart he was. Like, you're so smart. You're so, you know all these things. You're so smart. And then that old bitch, God rest her soul, looked at me and said, and you try really hard.
Oh, no.
Like, first of all, you're my grandma. And second of all, you're kind of dumb. Like, I'm smart enough to know that you just called me stupid. Thank you.
Couldn't think of a single positive thing to say about you other
you
than,
you
know what?
That, you work really hard. You try. You get out there and you try your hardest.
You're here present us today.
Right.
For that.
And you're present the gift. Yeah, so that was really nice. So that tells you anything about my childhood. There you go. But yes, I will link this in our show notes. Shelpful in the WhatsApp. And if you're interested, let me know. They're always having trials and like, I am like on.
I wonder if my forever thing. What's up too, or if he knows that it's WhatsApp. I wonder if everybody's been saying WhatsApp to me this entire time.
And he's like, okay, Z's trying her hardest. He just like moves on.
Is he that nice to me? I'm sure he would have corrected me.
He might have. So maybe he doesn't realize that's what you're saying.
You know, that is also a big possibility.
It absolutely is.
I am literally spiraling over this.
Episode's over. It's fine. To end early today, guys. We can't finish this case, but I guess we probably
can't even crime it out because I'm going to die over the name of this app.
That you thought was something else forever, which is okay. We all have our things. Are we ready to talk love triangles?
I think so.
Okay, good.
I think I can bring it together. Maybe if we change the subject, I'll feel
better. Maybe. Yeah, forget everything you heard. Here we go.
It's not a big deal. You're fine. You're not stupid. People like you.
It's not going to come up again. Don't worry about it.
It's fine. Nobody will say anything to your face about this. So absolutely. You, like, they don't know.
Behind your back. Okay. You're going to message me privately. Okay, let's go.
Please don't message Amy, because if you message me, I will cry.
Cry a lot. So don't.
Like,
she's
a lot, probably.
In a fragile state, constantly.
Honestly, so. A little bit, yeah. So just be gentle with me, friends. Marilyn Plants. She is going to be excommunicated from your lunch table. She is not our friend. And I'm going to tell you why, okay?
Yeah.
It's a short, thankfully, because, again, this WhatsApp conversation, WhatsApp, whatever, has been going on for 85 years.
Right.
So, short, but it's a tale, okay? Buckle up. So, Marilyn Plants and her husband, Jim Plants, they moved to Midwest City, Oklahoma, which that's the name of a city. Weird. Midwest City, that's the – be create – hire me. Hire me for your market. Okay, I'll help you.
This is the other. Midwest City and WhatsApp, you need to hire Z for your renaming capability.
Yeah, because y'all are dumb. It's not me. It's y'all. Okay, they have two young school-age kids together. They're 6. They're 9, in case you wanted to know their ages. Soon after they move, Marilyn begins – being a younger man, and his name is William Clifford Bryson, which, like, if you have two first names, if somebody has two first names and you're going to date them, just, like, automatic red flag.
Automatic. We've talked about this on the podcast before. If
it
you
gives
have
me the
your name consists of all first names,
it's a no.
You're a murderer.
Yeah, you probably are out there murdering people. So he's also literally 18 years old.
Ick.
So fucking gross. And I don't know how old Marilyn Vance was at this point, but she's a grown-ass woman with a 9-year-old, so I'm assuming she's, like, at least 30.
She's not right? 18, okay?
Yeah.
She's not 18. And it sounds like when Jim died, I think from the notes you're going to say in, like, 5 seconds, is he's, like,
oh, yeah, he was 33. So
she's probably around that age would be my guess.
Anywhere from 25 to 35, I would assume. The pair began planning the murder. Jim, at the time, he worked nights as a pressman at the Daily Oklahoma in Oklahoma City. So, okay, that's what he's doing. The boyfriend, so William Clifford Bryson, and an accomplice. They ambush him with his 6-year-old son's baseball bats when he returned home from work. So this was at like 4 a.m. Again, he worked nights, so that makes sense. And this was on August 26, 1988. He was carrying a bag of groceries, and his fucking kids were sleeping in a room nearby. Again, they're 9 and 6, just in case you need that extra tug on your heartstrings. He even called out for his wife. She was in another room, and she obviously did not come to assist. She was in on the schmurdering. Not like she didn't assist, but
you assist. Okay, if you're like planning it and you're telling, first of all, I'm not 30 anymore, but also if somebody was like, hey, you know, it would be really fun to date an 18-year-old, I would say, fuck you, that's not happening. I'm not interested.
If somebody was like, you know, it would be fun to date a 25-year-old, I'd be like, would it? I don't, would it though?
Tell me about his history, because I don't know, like, is
I don't think
sure?
so.
I don't know that I want to
Has he even graduated from college yet? Like, or are we still going out to the bars every night?
Any responsibility? Yeah, I don't know. So that's a no for me. But number two, this is going to sound so dumb, but like, it is such a fucking cop-out for you to hire or get your 18-year-old boyfriend and his friends to beat the shit out of your husband and murder him. Like, just walk away, friend. Walk away, Renee. We don't hang out. Like, you don't want to be with this guy anymore. You want to be with this 18-year-old. That's fine. You're really going to kill him for a $300,000 insurance policy? Like, how long is
that
going to take you?
That's not that much. Now, this was 88, so actually.
Right, so it's a little bit more. I mean, it's definitely more than it would have been today, but I'm not okay with it. But Marilyn comes back in to check on the murder job. So she wants to know, obviously, she's not going to come when he calls, but she wants to know that he is dead. And is realizing, wait a minute, there's no way that this is going to pass for an accidental murder.
Because I guess that was the plan.
Baseball bat.
Yeah, and I guess the plan that she told boyfriend starting off, William Clifford? Is that his name? Yeah, told William Clifford, was like, you'll make it look like an accident. Yeah, if you beat somebody's face in with a bat, doesn't...
Yeah, and if you tell an 18-year-old, make this an accident, they're going to come up with a stupid idea. So, obviously...
Yeah, just poison him yourself. You can do it, girl. I believe in you.
Or just walk away. First.
Yeah, that too.
Go
you
be
don't,
with
yeah.
your little boy lover and run away, because now this things are bad. So she tells him, I know what's going to make this look like an accident. Why don't you burn his body? Because nothing spells accident like a burned body. I've been around enough crime cases to know that is the last thing you want to do. Take a little card out of Z's book, feed him to the pigs, because we don't...
Yeah,
you know,
burn
bodies. That's not how we do.
Just
so,
think of how that hair is going to smell when it ignites. Ugh. You know? Mm-hmm.
I used to live near a crematorium, and once a week they would do, or like once every couple weeks they would like burn bodies, and it's yuck. It's not a great smell, and that's like in the distance, like whatever. It's gross.
The college that I went to has a body farm.
Oh yeah. We had one of those.
Texas State University. Yeah, look it up. Mm-hmm. San Marcos. It's a beautiful place to go, but yeah.
But not if you want to smell burned bodies, because don't go there.
Exactly.
So he drives the truck, which is Jim's truck. Jim is laying in the seat beside him, drives him to a remote road that could possibly be on the way home that he'd be going from work. He got this friend, this baseball bat friend, to follow him, because it's always smart to bring as many people as possible when you've murdered somebody and you're trying to cover it up. Great idea. They placed Jim behind the wheel of his truck, and the friend, whose last name was McKimble, stuffed a rag in the gas tank and lit it. Now, I'm not a forensic scientist, but I know fire burns things, but that seems like that's going to really kind of tip things off. The pickup truck, though, unfortunately or fortunately, fails to explode, and Bryson douses Jim with gasoline to set him on fire, because it's not working, it's not going well. As they drove away, McKimble said he looked back and saw Plant rise up in the seat while the flames shot out of the vehicle. Which makes me think, was this
fuck?
Is this dude still alive?
Disgusting. I may,
or like,
the body also does weird things. Maybe it's like the gases, like, which is fat, but maybe it's the gases in the body that are like expanding, and so it's causing it to move.
They've put this man and his poor body through a lot of things. So
what if he just thought he killed him, but really he was just like passed the fuck out because he was so injured.
Ugh. Either way, not a good idea, but Jim is now on fire, so he's not coming out of this. Marilyn is back at the house. She tries to clean up the blood and puts a rug over the blood stains on the floor. If you're really to step back and use that noodle, I think
oh
that
my
this
goodness.
Is not smart, my friend. I guess it's 1988, so probably less murder knowledge on like how we do things and what we do with when we murder people, but it really seems like a rookie mistake.
The police thankfully real quick like, and Marilyn was put to death in 2001 by lethal injection. And our friend William Clifford Bryson, he was also put to death earlier that same year, so both in 2001. And this is after they spent like 12 years in prison. So this is heinous. I don't see it covered that often in the media. And the amount of times that we have covered like people murdering their significant other instead of just leaving them for a new person, like we got to do better. That's super scary. Like that's why people feel stuck in relationships. They feel like if they leave or they want to leave, they'll get murdered, but it's not, but the ones that we cover, it's normally the other way around. They're like, no, I want to be out of this marriage. So they kill their spouse. Like you could get a divorce. You could try counseling too. Like there's a lot of things you could do.
Right. There's a lot of things. And also it's yes. Like I can understand if you're being abused or you're in a relationship that you're stuck in or it's not going well, the thought of like, if I can just kill this person and get away with it, like then I'm free. But it's never that case. It's like I've got a hot new boyfriend or girlfriend and so I'm out.
And again, a 30-year-old dating an 18-year-old, I understand that that is legal. I still think it shouldn't be. I think that if you are out dating like literal babies, you should, I don't know, take a step and look back maybe at your life. Or maybe, yeah, you know, your maturity level is being matched. Maybe you just are a literal man child or woman child. You know, yeah. I just don't get it. It would feel like raising someone else. I think personally.
I feel like at that stage, and I don't want to yuck anybody else's yum. So if you're dating somebody who's like significantly older or younger than you, like I get it. But like 18, your brain is not fully formed. Like there are just a lot of things that you are still learning in this world. And I don't want to have to teach you those things because if I'm Marilyn, I already got two kids. Like I don't need another.
It's the child portion for me. Yeah. Because if he was 18 years older, I wouldn't bat as much of an eye about anything. I'd be like, yeah, that sounds right.
I
know people that are, yeah. I mean, would I do it? Maybe not. But I know people that have married twice their age.
Sure. My in-laws are like 15 years apart from each other and like that worked for them. Cool. Like
my aunt married a dude that was my grandparents' age. They didn't love that though. They did not like him, but like she did it.
I mean, but they don't have to marry him. So, and I know, yeah. I get it. Like other people have opinions about who you marry. Holy smokes. This was the case. I have not heard of this.
Everybody
one
in the story's dead though. So that's
true.
Both good and bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do love those stories, except for their kids. I wonder what happened to their kids. That's really sad, especially like your dad's dead and your mom's in jail. And like, what do you do with your life? Like, where do you go? Hopefully they like had a lot of counseling and better days to come. So the moral of today's story is, number one, don't have your 18-year-old boyfriend do the dirty work for you. Be a grown up and tell your spouse you want to leave. Number two, beating somebody with a baseball bat and then lighting them on fire does not look like an accident. Pigs are the answer. Listen to Z.
They are.
And number three, stop murdering people. Eat a snack, take a nap, go for a walk, get the sun on your face. Like, let's not kill people because we're, like, bored or tired. Like, that's not a good idea. Any final
You can fantasize about it. You
Absolutely.
Can think about it.
Think about it.
But those are, like, inside thoughts, you know?
Right. Write it down. Make a clay animation video. I don't care.
Don't write it down.
I don't know. If I'm not going to do, if it's going to stop me from like doing it.
Does die.
Light that on fire.
Okay. Oh, yes. Yes. If you're going to light it on fire, but don't write down. Your thoughts are powerful. So if you write it down, I feel like that's
true, I guess.
Really?
And if you're like releasing that into the universe. Yeah. Maybe not great.
And then also, what if that person ends up murdered and now you're the prime suspect because you wrote down
you
your diary
wrote it
that
down.
You to murder them.
Never a good idea. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah. But a about it. Think about it, you know, plot on it.
Noodle and through then it. Get a divorce. Let's not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. 100%. Don't murder. Please don't. Because you might end up on our podcast and we may spend half the time talking about an app instead of your murder. So thanks. Welcome. I'm glad everybody's here. Until next time, be nice to each other. Let the sun touch your face for a bit and then come back for another episode. Next week, we're going to be recapping the first quarter of this year's episodes, which is so fun. I can't wait to talk about it. Until then, goodbye.
Bye.